Harold, coming up on Monday, January the 14th, the West Ohio Agronomy Day is going to be held. What's the program look like for the day?
Well, we're going to try and deliver to the farmers what we hope they need, what we think they need, and what they've told us in other programs that they need. So we've got, of course, start off with grain marketing, and a lot of farmers want to hear that in the morning. We also actually will start off a little bit earlier that with breakfast with the Soybean Association. We'll come and do a little listening session with us. They've told us, the agronomy team, that they'd like to hear more from growers about how they can best make decisions, and so they've got a few of these listening sessions around the state. They had some last winter, and this will be one at least for this winter. And again, trying to get from growers what their interests are. We've got Robert Mullen talk about phosphorus management, soil fertility in general as well. He'll probably hit on nitrogen as well during the day, because it's really those two elements that are giving us some problems as far as environmental concerns in Western Ohio. Nitrogen going to the south and phosphorus going north, Lake Erie, and between the two of them, we have some issues. And Robert's quite honestly the best informed person to really help us get some of that in out there to the growers. Terry Nyblack, who's the chair of the plant pathology department on OSU campus, is an expert in nematodes, probably worldwide expert in nematodes. She's going to talk to us about corn in the morning, and then I think soybean cyst nematodes in the afternoon. And she'll do a great job, put things in perspective. Laura Lindsay, our new agronomist from OSU, who's the small grains and soybean specialist, is going to talk about using all the tools we have at our fingertips. Some of the things that we do wrong with soybean production and kind of limit ourselves on yield are really about getting the basics done right, and she's going to talk about some of those. She's very new for us. Of course, she just started in July, so does not have a research program started yet. I take that back. She has a research program started, but it's not yet in the field. She's really hit the ground running, has a lot of things in preparation for next year. But she'll talk about some of the basics to start with, and quite honestly, from her background here in Ohio, 2 degrees from Ohio State and 1 from Michigan State, she can really help us all out. Fred Whitford from Purdue is kind of their pesticide safety specialist over there. And he's actually going to come talk to us this year about keeping that trailer hitch to the truck. And then we'll follow up with that a little bit by Bill Limcool, one of the local hazmat chiefs there for All Glades County. And he's going to talk about what your liability is when that truck or trailer comes loose from that truck. Between us two, we're going to deliver some good information on safety and concerns. And certainly we've had some spills. We don't like to talk about it too much, but we have had some spills of manure, of fertilizer, and things like that, even an occasional herbicide tank load. So it's good to kind of be prepared. As I said, Robert's going to talk about nitrogen management as well. That'll be in the afternoon. And then throughout the day, we'll throw in some pesticide applicator training programs as well. Mixed in with those topics I just mentioned, we'll get the farmers who need their pesticide license renewed. We'll get that education done for them. Debbie Brown, who's the new ag educator there in Shelby County, is really leading this effort. This is her home county now. So she's going to cover fumigation for us, which everybody has on their pesticide license. And it'll be a safety talk, which is really the most concerns we have. I'm going to do a couple of talks, one on resistance weed management, and on cover crops, and that's a little bit along the lines of nitrogen management. Robert Mullen and I actually have done some work on cover crops and nitrogen management, and I'll kind of relay some of the research that we've done over the last 6 years or so. Mark Wilson, who's the owner, manager of Land Stewards Consulting Group, will talk to us about a couple topics as well. Spill prevention, oil spill prevention in particular, and he'll talk about fuel and some of those concerns about fuel containment, and then tile drainage and spills. So we've kind of got some nice stuff here on spills, leaks, little accidents that might happen. And like I said, Mark kind of rounds out the three folks in addition to Fred Whitford, Bill Limcool, and then Mark will kind of cover up on what happens. What do you do to keep the tile from being a direct connection to the water? So he'll do that as well. And then Jason Brunn's going to come and talk about water quality as well. Jason, soil water employee there in Shelby County, has been in the midst of some of this concerns about water quality in Western Ohio, and he's got a real good perspective, and so we've invited him in also to come in and talk about water quality issues.
Wow, impressive lineup.
It is. It is a good day. And for $10 for pre-registration by January the 10th, I don't think you can get a better program in anywhere in Western Ohio, maybe in the state. And, of course, if you come at the door and pay there, we'll charge you $15 just because it costs a little bit more to kind of take some of the walk-ins. But we'll take care of that as well. But yeah, it's a good lineup. And then that's just during the day. We repeat most of this during the evening, but because it's less time, we won't have quite all of those issues covered. But quite honestly, the day is the real bargain. In the evening, like I said, we'll get many of those high points, and then we'll also cover the pest site applicator training again as well.
Harold, if you would remind us starting time and location for the West Ohio Agronomy Day.
We're going to invite folks in at 7:30 in the morning on the 14th. It's at Fort Loramie. It's St. Michael's Hall, and they're in Fort Loramie, and it's easy to find. It's right next to the highest building in town, so we do appreciate them renting us that hall. It is a rental, but still, the fact that they do, it gives us a really nice location to do this big program.